Blog Talk Radio.
Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on fire, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews to topic. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind. 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 We on the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind.
Hey, Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey, Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey, Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey, Ebony B, I got your diva.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Squad up, y'all know what time it is. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. Each and every Friday, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in independent music and industry music alike. Tonight, I'm gonna have Kiki the Sickest live on this thing, man. We've been waiting for Kiki for a minute, kind of doing back and forth, but we're glad to have him. Rapid Mobile, Alabama. Make sure you call us up at 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. Kiki the Sickest is going to be in the building. He was definitely well worth the wait. You guys, make sure you go get that The Respect Is Due album. It's available on iTunes right now. One of the best projects out right now, coming down to Mobile, Alabama. Big shout out to everybody in Alabama. We definitely see you, but you make sure you go get it right now. It's Kiki the Sickest, and it's the Respect Is Due album, and it's on iTunes right now. It's definitely a good listen. We're going to have some hot tracks from Kiki tonight when he come in the building. I ain't going to give it to y'all right now. Y'all got to wait. We got to get the king up in here, but we're going to get them hot tracks. Keep it coming and get that. So you make sure you tune in live, squad up. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays each and every Friday, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in industry music. We're going to hit y'all with some Slay Stone, and when we come back, we're going to get Kiki up in this thing. Squad up.
Never have and never will. On that season of sickness seal, I'm ready to kill. Razor cuts, splitting guts, lay them in the dug ditch. Grab a noose and hang them up, hang a leaf them hung quick. Slug flipper banging and aiming right at they dome piece. Suckers try to perpetuate and act like they don't know he chiropractic to the coonery. Molly popping crack down, paralysis is what it is. I dare they understand now, spineless, mindless. It's the clown to the masters. While you stuck in the game, my music moving the masses. 18 wheels with the movement, how we hogging the lane. This boy is far from your average, that's just simple and plain. I never been one for playing. This hip hop is how I say it, live it, proving, pushing, bumping with no limit. Gimmicks, they wanna be. It's burger time, we can grill it. The son of a fiend, he dwelling and welling up in my spirit. We hit him up. Gimmick rapper killer, gimmick rapper nightmare. Gimmick rapper killer, gimmick rapper nightmare. Gimmick rapper killer, gimmick rapper nightmare. Get the clothes, they eyes and go to sleep, cause I'll be right there. Gimmick rapper killer. Gimmick rapper nightmare. Gimmick rapper killer. Gimmick rapper nightmare. Gimmick rapper killer. Gimmick rapper nightmare. Get the clothes, the eyes, and go to sleep, cause I'll be inspirational fear. It's clear, eyes wide open, I'm here. Rap gimmick killer premiere. Hip hop, yes, I will provide the tools to aid this homicide. Fresh 48 investigates. I release the hell for mine. Pearly gates ain't waiting. Slayton Kruger with the razor blades. Incinerate these garbage bell rappers. Hope you feel the blade. Flow sounding silly. Flow sounding silly. Hope your boys can hear me. Hope your boys can hear me now. Yet all these rappers wanna sound the same. Oh, and falsifying is the game. Rip them up, these surgical bars. Help my procedure. If this killer touch, I guarantee God won't stop your leaking. I execute my enemies and send them to the dark side. Predicting my foresight. Hip hop, we gon' shine right. Lyrically pumping, you just slay the demon with this wordplay. Now take it and birth the son of Sam. You need this foreplay. Gimmick rapper killer. Gimmick rapper nightmare. Gimmick rapper killer. Gimmick rapper nightmare. Gimmick rapper killer. Gimmick rapper nightmare. Scared to close their eyes and go to sleep, cause I'll be right there. Gimmick rapper killer. Gimmick rapper nightmare. Gimmick rapper killer. Gimmick rapper nightmare. Gimmick rapper killer. Gimmick rapper nightmare. Scared to close their eyes and go to sleep, cause I'll be right there. So many blinded by deception. With that LASIK eye correction. Hope you're ready for inception. No slumber, just right direction. Messiah, how I raise them up. This miracle you meant to see. I'm killing them off and snatching their soul. It's just the God in me. Hard to see. Savior and killer, hero and villain. This music is my religion. Through hearing, you see my vision. Gimmick rapper killer, and hope you get a glimpse. See, simply I pimp the pen. R.I.P. the Pimp C. Yeah, the boys been sleeping on me. Now I'm in a nightmare, praying for awakening. Teach them as I take them in. Paranormal sinister MC. What they say I be? Lyrical HIV. I-double-A-I-D. Sick as ever, cirrhosis eating your liver. Alcoholic terror facing the mirror, but the reflection's bad. One side of hip hop, the other half is gimmick trash. Nightmare or reality, he's zipping Bernie's trash bag. Gimmick rapper killer, gimmick rapper nightmare. Gimmick rapper killer, gimmick rapper nightmare. Gimmick rapper killer, gimmick rapper nightmare. Scared to close their eyes and go to sleep, cause I'll be right there. Gimmick rapper killer, gimmick rapper nightmare. Gimmick rapper killer. Gimmick rapper nightmare. Gimmick rapper killer. Gimmick rapper nightmare. Get to close their eyes and go to sleep, cause I'll be right there. Gimmick rapper killer. Gimmick rapper killer. Gimmick rapper killer. Gimmick rapper killer.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
What up, baby? We on the spot, on the grind. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays each and every Friday, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in independent and industry music. We got Kiki the Sickest coming up in the building right now. Everything Kiki do has been basically becoming a movie. So, well, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Kiki the Sickest, man.
What's happening, man? Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here and glad to share the word with this million-dollar voice I got. What's happening, people?
$1 million, baby. Yeah, let's talk about that. You know, it's you've definitely been making, you know, so much noise. I see you moving around from radio station to interview, from here to there, and your music speaks for itself. But, you know, for those who don't know you and who have already been up under the rock for the last 10, 15 years, you know, Kiki the Sickest, how did you get started in music?
Actually, how I got started in music, man, like a lot of my childhood friends, you know what I'm saying, my homeboys, you know, they was like, they was deep into music, and, you know, I always had a passion for it. Like, of course, I love listening to music, and I was big on different artists and different genres or whatnot. So my homeboys, you know what I'm saying, I was in school with, they was always rapping and freestyling, you know what I'm saying? So one day we were just in the hood, you know what I'm saying, chilling, doing whatever, you know what I'm saying? They just went to freestyle, and they were like, man, you all the tribe. I was like, man, that ain't something I just never see it. You know what I'm saying? They like, come on, man, try, man, try, man. You know what I'm saying? So I tried it out. They like, yo, man, I like your boy. We like your boy, man. They, you know what I'm saying? You sound good. So to make a long story short, it went from me learning how to write songs and actually putting songs together, actually creating songs. And as time went on, I got better and better. And my brother, actually my big brother, one of his close friends from our neighborhood, he had a local record label, you know what I'm saying, by the name of Native Blue Records. He heard me, he was like, yo, you gotta get it down, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So I got down the label, you know what I'm saying? I put first song I ever did with myself, it was called The Sickest, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was an instant hood hit, like,
yeah.
I'm talking about, you couldn't go a block without hearing me on somebody's radio. On it, you know what I'm saying? After I dropped that song, like, everybody was on it. Everybody wanted the song. You know what I'm saying? It was The Sickest. So that's really how I get my name, Kiki The Sickest. Ever since that day, that first song, I was The Sickest, man. Let everybody know what time it is. Now let the world know. The hood knew back then, not a world finna know, you know?
That's right. We take it global. After getting such a great response from The Sickest, and, you know, and then you incorporated it with your name, you know, after you got that, you know, well, guess what we would call it, hood love, and getting such a great response, and, you know, you can't go a block without hearing your song. What was that feeling for you? Like, was you nervous at first, or was you just like, oh, my God, I can't believe, like, it's crazy, or was you like, yeah, I knew this was going to happen? Type of situation.
I mean, to be honest, I was actually shocked, man. I was more excited than anything to actually hear somebody listen to your music at a young age, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was a kid, you know what I'm saying? So
you like 15, 16, right?
Yeah, so when you hear somebody like listening to your stuff, and then I get to school, and everybody hearing about what I'm doing, and they like, oh, man, we, you know what I'm saying? They could have my music in the computer lab on a computer. People used to actually go to the computer lab just to listen to my songs on the computer. It was crazy. You know what I'm saying? So I had a real impact when I was younger, but I'm back on, like, I actually, that's when I started then, but I'm back on the scene from now to then. I always had that talent, man, and that just special and uniqueness about me. Like, it was always something very different, and I always separated myself from other people and other artists, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm so confident in what I actually do today in my music. Like, it's nobody that's gonna, I feel like no one sounds like me, and I feel like I'm gonna push the envelope and do things that people don't do, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I, yeah.
So Kiki, where are you originally from? I do hear some Southern in your voice, but where are you originally from?
I'm really from Mobile, Alabama. You know what I'm saying? The bottom of the map, you know what I'm saying? You know, the real bottom of the map, Alabama, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we got, but the crazy thing about Alabama, man, we have so much talent, man.
What's up,
from,
man?
Yeah. From music.
I was in Mobile, Alabama not Mobile, where was it? Opelika, Alabama. I was in Opelika, Alabama for like 2 years. And I was like, yo, I gotta go.
Yeah. Straight up, Opelika.
Man, I mean, don't get me wrong, it was some good food. I was fairly young. I was fairly young queen, you know, but I was like, yo, I gotta get up out of here. It was not the deal for me. And, you know, I moved there because my parents moved there, but it gets jumping over there. What is it? Tuskegee? That was another place that I was going with my young self trying to get crunk. I ain't been there a long time, but, you know, I know it's still a lot of music and a lot of movement. I see, we've seen a really big uprise with Alabama with artists coming out, especially, I would say now, a lot of female artists is coming out. What we've been seeing, especially like on Reverb Nation, That Piss, I've been seeing a lot of independent artists coming out of there. And speaking of independent artists, I know you was with a label, but do you prefer to be independent, or do you prefer to be on a label up under some type of management?
I prefer to be independent, you know, to the right position, to the right opportunity or the right situation is presented. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have my own label, you know what I'm saying, with my partner Mark J. You know what I'm saying? We pretty much do everything. There's nothing that I don't do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm on the business side as well as the artist side. So, you know, I kind of get the best of both worlds. And a lot of people today, like, that's what I feel artists should actually take heed about. Like, You have a lot of artists that are under contracts and don't really know what they signing and don't know what they getting themselves into. They signing their rights away, they signing their publishing away. Make a long story short, they signing their life away. You know what I'm saying? So you really have to watch who you do business with, because at the end of the day, you have to realize that it's business. So it's all about money, and people is not in this to be your friends, and they're not in this to look out for you. You know what I'm saying? The only people that's going to do that, the people who really rock with you, and who are really, you know what I'm saying, that's really in this with you. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's very few people who want to see you succeed and see you get money. To be honest, it's very few people. And when you realize that, you'll start realizing how to count your own money and know where your own money coming from, and not depending on the next person to count your money and calculate your money. So that's how I look at it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not gonna count my money. I'm gonna count my own money. I'm gonna learn the business. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get out here. I'm gonna learn how to expand my brand, how to market myself, how to make money, how to put myself in these places where I can't reach. You know, and that's really what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? Because the talent is the easy part. That's what God blessed you with. The business is the hard part. And that's what we have to understand as independent artists, and what is mainstream artists. You got to know the business, man, because if you don't know the business, you are already going in the game backwards. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. And, you know, I love that you said that, Kiki, that you are able to be on the artist side and manage a label and run a label. You know, that is important in learning the business side. I think a lot of times, even with some radio personalities, you know, we all get caught up with the glitz and glamours, but you need to take the time out to learn the business side of you, because I don't want somebody counting my money, and I don't like waiting around for somebody to pay me. I pay myself. That's why I have multiple incomes, and I love that you said that. Kiki said, keep it coming. Speaking of keep it coming, let's talk about this hot track, Keep It Coming, that you just been burning up the airwaves with. It's definitely hot. You can play it in it. I like to look at music like, can I play this in the winter, summer, spring, and fall? Yes, and it's a good track. I think this is a hit. So tell us about this track before we get into it right here on Frontline Fridays.
Yeah, Keep It Coming is something I just wanted to do, man. It's definitely a feel-good record, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's about Keep It Coming, keeping the bottle. But it's not just about liquor. It's about, you know what I'm saying? I'm not even a big drinker. If anybody know me, they know that. Like, I drink occasionally, you know what I'm saying? But it's just about celebrating, you know what I'm saying, celebrating life. You could be drinking orange juice, apple juice, you know what I'm saying, spring water, whatever you do. Whatever you prefer, you know what I'm saying? It's just a feel good record. It's about celebrating. It's about, you know what I'm saying, celebrating life, you know what I'm saying, turning up. So I like to try to touch on every type of record, man. You know what I'm saying? To make and do everything, you know what I'm saying? I just like to make people feel good. I like to give that feel good music, man. To Keep It Coming is one of them records that definitely gonna get you moving in your car and gonna make you turn up. Definitely.
It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live to Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio. We about to hit y'all with this hot track, Keep It Coming, by Kiki the Sickest. Squad up. Hey.
I'm in the club, first club, I'm straight from head to my toes. Yeah, they all up in it, bought a butt, I'm highly brainwashed. My homie trippin' off that spot, he over there slow-mo. We keep it bought a bottle, bought a set of wages, brainwashed. They keep it coming, come on.
keep it bottle by the bottle. Tell them when to bring more. They keep it coming, come on. They keep it coming, come on. We keep it bottle by the bottle. Keep it coming, come on. They keep it coming, come on. They keep it coming, come on. We keep it bottle by the bottle. Tell them when to bring more.
Piano and nothing, but let me hold this beat for a second. Let me see what I can do. Hey, bubble on deck.
I remember like it was yesterday when you came through. Watch you from the window of the hood for that music video. You know they was filming OPP in the back of my building in 75, but I was too young to go outside. So I grabbed the pen, determined to write, to step on the mic and see you again. Your flows was right, your body was tight, but I was too young to be thinking like mine. Teach me how that went though. Flirting around to a little juice box toe. Now I'm hurting them round too. I show them how that ain't go. Jerking, I'm holding out. I'm playing games like Plinko. Bet you heard of me, word of mouth. Put my box on six, yo. Then I murder beats with my mouth while he sucks and drink, yo. From my juice box, got that juice box. Plus I grew into my bubble. You can watch me just blink, yo. Let me stop the slimy rhymes. It's time to make you think. A new rap queen on the verge, about to emerge. See, it's gonna be a state of emergency for wacky MCs. On every track I breathe, give me the stacks I need. At least 10 or 20 of those. Don't try to act broke, please. Or grunting on the but now your back broke. These nuts got him. I got him. The closest you gon' get to me is these sluts. I'm not him. The closest that we can be is friends with PayPal, homie. Cause we both on the come up, but you lay down for beats.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot. On the grind.
Squad up, we back up in this thing. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. I got Kiki the Sick is up in this thing. Make sure you go check out this hot album that drives. Respect is due. It's on iTunes. It's everywhere. Man, Kiki, how did you meet Tamara Bubble? Because Tamara Bubble was the one that referred you to me. And big shout out to Tamara Bubble. I love that girl. She's sick, yo.
Yeah, to Tamara Bubble, man. Doing her thing. On the
Bubble
ride.
On
big
deck.
Bubble on deck. We actually, man, we was getting played. I want to say we was interviewed on the same radio show and the Twin Twin Radio. Yeah, we was we always like make the countdown, you know. Let me throw that out there. I always making that top 10 countdown in Virginia. I'm state to state with it, you know.
Already.
But that's how I met Tamara, man. She's definitely a dope talent, man, and great artist doing her thing. You know, she's definitely like a real artist. Real lyricist, man, like real balls. You know what I'm saying? That's what the game missing, and she's like a real dope female artist, and I can really see her doing a lot in the industry as well.
Yeah, I love her creativity. She's lyrical. She can sing. She never really flaunts herself too much. She knows how to give herself some sex appeal and still keep it classy, but she will rip you. Like, she will go
yeah,
through this
beat. Yeah, she's dope.
She will rip you, and, you know, big shout out to Tamara Bubble on deck. Kiki, what's your favorite track off the Respect Is Due EP? What's your favorite one?
I'm gonna have to say my favorite track on Respect Is Due. To be honest, I have so many favorites right now. I'm gonna have to say Red or Not, the intro, because you know it's kind of it mean a lot to me. You know, it's like. When I say red or not, it's like, you know, you got to be prepared for me because I'm coming, whether you like it or not. You know, and it's kind of, you know, it, like, it's self-explanatory, man. Like, when I, every record I do, I like for it to be a meaning behind it. You know, it's just not a hook in words, you know. It's meaningful in every record that I put out. And red or not, man, you know, it just really, just showing you what I'm going to do to the rap game, showing you what I stand for, you know what I'm saying? Of course, you know what I'm saying? I can give them bangers and them hit records all day. But, man, I got real bars, too, man. You know, and coming from the South, people don't look at it like a lot of – they don't really look at it like a lot of artists. Like, oh, yeah, like, he got a lot of lyricism and he dope. Like, but I'm one of them artists who can get real lyrical and really dope when it comes to the wordplay. You know what I'm saying? So, Red or Not kind of displaying a lot of that. And, you know, it's my intro to, you know what I'm saying, kind of to the world, if you will, you know.
I love that because when you first, after you did The Sickest, when you dropped that single that just got crazy love. The tickets. You had the mixtape called Never Seen Me Coming. So
yeah,
it's kind of like, yeah, you never seen me coming, and guess what? Ready or not, here it is.
Yeah, that mixtape did a lot of. I got a lot of love locally for that mixtape. Actually, Rich Boy, you know what I'm saying, the first artist that actually get a record deal from over there. Well, the first, I'm going to say this, the first artist that went internationally that put us on the map for real. Shout out to Rich Boy. He hosted. Yeah, man, Rich a good dude. He actually hosted the mixtape.
Oh, nice. That's love.
Yeah, Rich knew me for a long time, man. Like, you know, he seen my grind when I was younger. You know what I'm saying? So that's big for him to host that and to see what I was doing. But at the same time, man, like everything, you know, I kind of fell off the scene when I was younger. But a couple of years back, you know what I'm saying, I threw videos out, little stuff like that. But I really wanted to get back at it and be serious. You know, I had, you know what I'm saying, I'm a family man. But I told myself this, like, I can't tell my kids, you know, I have two children. I can't tell my kids that they can chase their dreams and I'm not going to chase mine. I'm a firm believer of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't tell them they can be whatever they want to be and their father then go be what he wanted to be. You get what I'm saying? If I didn't give my all, whether I made it or not, if I didn't give my all, I can't tell my children to go give their all. You get what I'm saying? I feel like I would sound like a hypocrite.
Yeah, go forth and live your own dreams. You can't say, oh, you should be a doctor and you should pursue your dreams if you haven't did it yourself and you just doing the minimum and you know, the basics. And, you know, we just have to let our kids know sometimes we fail. Failure is what makes us good. You know, things are going to happen. Things are not going to go the way that you want to. But if you keep going and be consistent and do the stuff that you love doing, then most likely you'll be successful at it. I was having a conversation with my 14-year-old and saying, listen, I know you're going to be going to work this summer or whatever. You do a little work around the studio for us. But whatever you would do for free is most likely you will be successful for it because it's a passion. You love it. So go ahead and do it. And don't be afraid to be different or don't be afraid to be, you know, out of the norm. Don't put yourself in a cookie cutter position. You don't want to be like everybody else. You want to be Makai. You don't want to be everybody else. You know, you want to just go ahead and move forward. And I love that you're teaching your kids that and you're moving forward regardless who supports you and who doesn't support you. I love what I do. I'm very talented. And you believe in yourself because a lot of it is just confidence and talent. If you don't have confidence, you can be the most talented person in the world, but if you're not confident in what you're doing and persistent, and do things consistently, you're not going to get anywhere. It doesn't matter. You're not going to get anywhere. Tell us, Kiki the Sickness, tell us about your record label. Like, I really wanted to get into this. Like, how did this man decide, why would he decide to start a record label, become a president of a record label? What was the motivation behind that besides, you know, the money aspect? Did you do it because you wanted to be able to open doors for others, or just the business side of it?
Actually, both, to be honest.
Okay.
Because throughout the years, you know, I have been through so many situations with so many different people and, you know, some friends and some, you know what I'm saying, just business, you know what I'm saying? But throughout it all, like, you know, I definitely learned a lot from each experience, you know what I'm saying? Like, and whether good or bad, you know, I learned a lot and I grew from it. But at the same time, I realized that no one's going to see my vision the way I see it because it's through my eyes.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying? So I sat down and I told myself, I said, okay, this is what I want to do and God is going to bless this. So I said, I want my own label. I got with my partner, Mark J. You know, me and him had been talking, you know what I'm saying, previous. We had been talking before about it, but we never did, you know, sit down and finalize everything. But we end up getting, you know, we end up linking up again because, you know, how real ones do. We end up coming across each other again, you know. And that's my dog. And me and Mark J sat down and, you know, we got the ball rolling with it, man. And he was like, man, let's go and get to him. You know what I'm saying? So I'm making I'm making more progress than I have ever made. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's because I'm actually doing it by myself. And, you know what I'm saying, when you do it by yourself, you appreciate it more and you really give yourself a push because it's you. It ain't nobody, you know what I'm saying, holding you back. Ain't nobody telling you to do this and do that and do that.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So,
nobody's holding you up. Nobody, you don't have to, this person drop the ball or this person do this, and then you're able to have all types of creative control, and then you see your money. you're able to manage this time.
Exactly.
And that's what I want to know. How, you're a family man. You got two beautiful children. You know, how do you manage your personal life and your professional life so they don't clash? Like, I'm just getting my schedule together. Shout out to my husband for being so supportive and so thankful because I'm doing a lot of stuff. I like being busy. But, you know, I just need some tips. How do you manage both of them so they won't clash? Because they will.
To be honest, it's crazy because I have a woman as well, you know what I'm saying? And she's very supportive. But, you know, she have a moment where she be looking like, Kiki, come on now, you're doing too much. You need to be focused on me, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you're doing too much, Kiki.
Yeah,
but, yeah, like, look, yeah.
Yeah, at the same time, but I'm like, look, baby, chill. This is going to get us what we trying to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, because at the same time, you know, it's a balance. You have to know when to say, okay, I got to take this time out for my family. And I got to take this time out to handle business with my music. So it's just all about actually finding the balance and separating family and keeping family and business separate. You know, it's just about doing that. And some people, and it actually working out great for me because at first I kind of felt like it was going to be hard. And sometimes it does get difficult because I work a lot and, you know, I'm always on the go and I got kids and, you know, and I want to make sure that, you know, I'm actually a full-time father. So, with me actually being with my kid, in my kid's life full-time, it's very hard in having a woman, you know what I'm saying, and having a household that I had to provide for and plus push my own music with my own money. You know what I'm saying? So, it definitely get difficult, but I'm happy because it's peace of mind because it's all my plan, you know, and
that's right.
They can say this is something that I came up with, and this is something that I said, you know what, this is what I want to do. So I tell people, it's nothing like coming up with something that you want to do, and you see it actually become reality. It's no greater feeling, you know. And that's just like going to a job. I mean, yeah, you got to pay the rent, so you're going to go to whatever job or do whatever, even if you're making a small amount, a big amount, you got to pay the rent. But it's nothing like waking up doing something that you absolutely love. It's no greater feeling. No greater feeling.
You are absolutely right about that. And what I try to do, I try to incorporate my family in some of the things that I do because I'm busy. And I had to explain to my husband the other day, like, sweetheart, you married a brand. You didn't marry a basic woman. I'm very busy. And you know I was busy before that, but he helped me to understand, like, listen, this is our family, whether you are a radio personality, whether you're Mary Kay Beauty Consultant, whether you run your promotional advertising company, no matter what you're going to have, I'm going to be here. So you need to just kind of get your schedule out, and you need to schedule in family time, and that day cut the phone off, because my phone is popping all the time, and it's kind of like a drug. I kind of run back to it, but, you know, I'm glad that you said that, keeping, you know, family and business kind of separate. And that's what I'm working on now because I have so many projects and so many things and I'm working on it. I just want to go out and inspire the world and show love to all independent business owners and artists and whatnot. I have to learn how to come to a medium. But our spouses are awesome for just being patient with us. And we take that extra couple, $300 or $400, you know, and spend it on them. This money is for you, baby. It's for us. Yeah. I tried, but he like, listen, I got my own brand, boo-boo.
Yeah,
what's up? So, Kiki, last question before we get into your next hot track. What music distribution site did you release your EP on and why?
I definitely went with iTunes, Tidal, Spotify, iHeartRadio.
Spotify is a really good one.
Yeah, it's also available on Amazon Music and Google Play.
So what made you...
What made me actually release it on those outlets because I feel like, to be honest, those are the major platforms. And, you know, I want people to take me serious. I don't want nothing to be mediocre about what I'm doing. You know, and when people actually, when they view you, I want people to view me in the light like, okay, he's professional.
Yeah.
He takes himself serious. He takes his craft serious. As an artist, he's serious. His brand, he's somebody who means business. And, you know,
yeah.
And when you see this, you know, like when you see my videos and when you see my album covers and you see me, you know what I'm saying, on these different sites, you're gonna see professionalism. Like, I'm not trying to sell you nothing that's like, okay, man, he just, you know, he ain't doing it all the way, you know what I'm saying? It gotta be official with me. If it ain't official, I ain't putting my name on it, period.
That's right.
I can't do it. That's my brand. I can't make my brand look bad in no kind of way. So, you know, I think, you know, but then it separated me too, because you have so many artists that, and not to talk down on no other artists, but they don't think big. Like, if you're going to spend your money on studio time and actually creating these records and putting music out, don't set yourself short. Put yourself on these platforms and make you some money, because record labels look at what are you doing. Like, okay, you have to show them something. You know what I'm saying? How you expect to get a record deal and you're not making money off what you're doing? If you can't create money and make money with what you're doing, what makes you think that they're going to cut you a check for a couple hundred thousand or a million? They're not going to do that.
Nope. If you
because they're going to feel like, you ain't getting played on the radio. Don't know people know his music. He ain't selling nothing. He ain't doing no numbers on no videos. He ain't, you know what I'm saying? He ain't doing shows, state to state, and, you know, he ain't packing them out. He ain't, you know, so you have to show something to where these people can view you like, okay, I see this dude right here. I see what he's doing, you know, and I'm going to make you pay attention to what I'm doing. And people don't get that, you know, they try to make it like, you know, a lot of people stuck on being local celebrities. That never been my style. And people, and I always been popular ever since I was younger, but that never been my style. I always thought bigger. My mind frame is different. You know,
I dream vividly. Like, I don't think regular like that. I posted that on Facebook the other day. Like, you know, local thinkers get local success. You know, I'm a global thinker. I think on a large scale, because I'd rather have a buffet than just a two piece and a biscuit. I don't want the two piece and a biscuit. I want a whole buffet and a platter. You know, I want to be able to reach those and inspire those. And that's really smart, Kiki. And that's what really would separate you from the others, rather than doing a Dat Piff, you're on Amazon. And no shade to Dat Piff or Reverb, but to be on Tidal and to be on Spotify, it's really good. And you're able to generate funds from that. You want to be able to get paid for your craft and your art, because even with working a 9-to-5, you're going to need something that's going to continue to support your dream. Nobody's going to support your dream like you. And you got to get that. Speaking of Get That, Kiki, tell us about this hot track called Get That that's on the Respective Do EP.
Yeah, man, Get That Though is a dope track produced by my homie Jason Siriano, man. He's been tearing up the airways. He's always playing here in the city in rotation on IDBLX in my city, Mobile. Been playing in St. Louis, Virginia, and now Washington. Thank you.
You know
what I'm saying? You covering that area for me. So it just been, you know, it's taking off, man. And a lot of people are responding to the music well. And I definitely appreciate all the feedback, you know what I'm saying, all the positive energy actually I've been getting from the album and the single that I've been pushing, man. But, you know, it's another one of those turn-up type of record, feel-good records, man. But get your money, no matter what you're doing, whether you're a lawyer, doctor, working at McDonald's, working at Wendy's, whatever you're doing, go get that money.
I'm a get that, don't you already know I'm pimping these and rocking these.
Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays each and every Friday, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in independent and industry music. We got Kiki the Sickest up for this thing. Go get that dough. Whether you at Burger King, McDonald's, you at the barber shop, you at the nail shop, you selling Mary Kay, you got Avon on deck, you an artist, you a radio personality, whatever it is, get that dough, stack that dough, manage that dough, and make that dough make more dough. That's what Diva gonna tell you to do. Make the dough make more dough. Don't play no games with it. Yo, Kiki the Sickest, we got Eileen Joseph from That Trade Radio up in here, man. We're going to bring her in. She's been tuning in. Big shout out to Eileen Joseph. Big shout out to my queen. Big shout out to Mindset Mondays. Big shout out to Chi-Town. Eileen, what's going on, baby?
Hey, everybody. What's going on? What's going on? Of course, you know, I had to come and bless Diva Ebony B. I love it. I love it. I love it. Definitely appreciate the music I'm listening to this evening. Definitely.
Yeah, isn't it live?
On my grind. Yes.
Yeah,
I'm so excited.
You got the right one, baby. Yeah, baby. Kiki the one, baby.
So my question is, what keeps you motivated and keeps you getting up to go on your grind daily? And what advice can you give to other entrepreneurs as well that kind of sometimes getting up feeling like, okay, this might not be it, or they might want to give up? What motivation can you give to those that's looking for that extra motivation?
Well, I think what I can give people is the motivation I can give anybody trying to do is believe in yourself. Believe in yourself before anybody else. That's what you got to do, because you're going to have plenty of people to tell you that you can't do it, because these are people who are not chasing their dreams. These are not people who didn't the thing that they want to accomplish. So they're going to tell you, oh, man, you can't do that. Too many people doing it. You just trying to, you know what I'm saying, you got your head in the sky. You're going to hear, and it's going to be your family members. It's going to be your friends. It might be your woman, your husband, you know what I'm saying? It might be your husband, your wife, whoever it might be, girlfriend. I mean, you're going to get all that. And they're not saying this because they don't love you or nothing like that. They saying it because they feel they can't do that. That's why they're telling you. But what you have to understand is that I'm not you. Me and you are two different people. My mind frame is totally different. My drive is different. My grind is different. So if I think different and I move different, therefore I would get different results. So for anybody trying to do their thing, man, I don't care what you're doing, trust you. Trust your own instincts and go for it. Never let nobody tell you what you can't do. Never let nobody tell you what you can't overcome, because you can, because I've done it. I'm living proof right now. And this ain't even just music. I've been through a lot of stuff I overcame in my life, period, and I'm still standing, and I'm here to tell people about it. You can hear it in my voice. I'm confident. So when you go through things and people are around you and they keep telling you what you can't do, get them people from around you. Because, for one, they toxic. You need to detox yourself from people like that. Because these are the people who will cheer you on when you're winning, but when you're trying to do it in the beginning, when you're not winning, when it ain't looking too good on the scoreboard, you know, they ain't cheering for you. But when you close to that winning shot and they know you finna get it, you know what I'm saying? They know you finna come through, you know what I'm saying, and hit that game breaker. You know, they cheering for you then. Them the type of people you don't need around you. Because you need people who gonna believe in you in the beginning. Before y'all even do that tip off, before that game even start. You get what I'm saying? They gotta believe you can do it from the beginning. And that's why I kinda separate myself from a lot of people. Like, I have so much faith and I motivate the people around me. You know, and they motivate me as well. If you don't have a team, whether this a husband, boyfriend, your team, what are you doing, your business with? These people don't motivate you to be better, and you don't need them around you. Get them out your life.
That's right. Thank you.
For real. Well, I call them coattail riders. You know, they want to ride the coattail, won't even give you $3 to go take it to the cleaners to get it clean, you know? I don't mind taking away. But I like what Kiki said, like, you got to detox these people. I never thought about, like we detox from these foods in our bodies, but do you need to just look around you and detox those who who are around you, who not, you know, clapping when you win, who's not, you know, at the pep rally with you before they, whether it's looking good or bad, they're not there. And if we don't have the same interests in common, we're going to clash. There's going to be some issues because people start jumping shit. It's hard out here for a pimp. Ain't that right, Kiki? I'm just playing.
Get
you in trouble.
For real. I'm up
Kiki, I want to thank you for coming through to the front line, man. It's just been a blessing that you came here. You were definitely worth the wait. You know, we just appreciate you coming through. But before we go, Kiki, before you go, Kiki, we got this session that we call the Educate and Regulate session. So I'm going to bring F. Kali up in this thing so we can go ahead and get you to drop a couple of jewels on it. F. Kali, where you at, baby? Where you at? Come on in here. Come on in the studio with me.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. Hey, Queen, gon' bump. Hey, Queen, gon' bump. Hey, Queen, won't you do bump? On the front line, Diva Ebony B. Hey, Queen, gon' bump. Hey queen, gon' do some. Hey queen, what you do some? On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
Come on, come on.
Yeah, yeah. Ow, I wish I could play the drums. That's so dope. Big shout out to Ask Carly, man. Kiki, the greatest. I'm Kiki. I called you the greatest, cause but you're the sickest. But I still consider you to be great, cause you're a king in my eyes, and you always will be. All my black men, all my kings. That's why I address you as that. But I want you to help me out, Kiki, the sickest, in educating the artists out there on their social media etiquette, cause I see a lot of things out there that really does not relate to their brand or their music. So Kiki the Sickest, what is one thing or two things that you would drop as far as proper social media etiquette for an independent artist to be promoting and branding themselves on a social networking site?
I definitely agree with you. You definitely got to watch how you definitely have to watch how you actually put what you say when you're a public figure and when you're an artist. Like, people don't understand, like, how serious that is, how people view you. Like, I see it all the time. Don't get me wrong. I be one of the last y'all to say a lot of stuff. But you have to realize that you are a brand and you got kids watching you. You got older people watching you. You got people who are fans of the music. You know, all these people who look at you in this light and they look at you as a role model. So if you get on there, you lashing out, you talking crazy, you being disrespectful, you know, all these different things, people are going to view you in a different light. They're going to look at it like, well, I ain't know he or she was like this. You know, if I knew this person was like this, I wouldn't be supporting what they do. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I never really even get on there and talk crazy in a way, because that ain't really how I care of myself. Like, even if I have a problem with a person, you know, I reach out to that person like, hey, you know what, call me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm that direct when it comes to something. But I definitely see artists that up there. How can you be? How do you want people to take you serious as an artist and appreciate your brand when you sitting on here talking about this? You got people who putting drugs up there, smoking, cussing out, getting into it with their old lady, getting into it with it. You know, I know y'all see it on y'all side. Like, it just be too much. Like, don't get me wrong. Everybody got problems in their life. Everybody go through it. You know what I'm saying? Because I go through it. But at the same time, like, it's not meant for the whole world to know your business. It's not out there, especially when you're an artist. Like, you got to know when to separate. You know what I'm saying? I don't bring my business to social media, period. If somebody told you I did, they lied. Like, I don't even care myself like that. You're not going to know what's going on in my relationship. You're not going to know what's going on in my family. The only thing you're going to see is my music and God. That's the only thing you're going to see me talking about, God and my music, because that's what I stand for. So if I don't stand for it, why would I display this out here? Why would I let you think that? You know what I'm saying? So people, your brand is everything, man. Take yourself serious and people will take you seriously. That's why so many people respect me, because not even just my music, just the way I carry myself as a man.
Well, I definitely agree with that. Like you said, I carry myself as a man. I'm a man first. I'm a woman first. But, you know, I see that artists, they get upset. I'm a woman first, you know. And a lot of, you know, people out there on the social media world, they see us, they see these shows. And you got to realize, you know, yes, we are professionals, but we're humans too. So you might catch me having an ice cream with my little daughter. You might catch me, you know, I want to post up to keep like I'm painting her nails, but if you going full blast and just being ignorant and unnecessary on social media and just wasting time that has nothing to do with nothing, and it's about that energy. I'm a vibe person. If you put out good vibes, you put out good energy, it comes back to you. I can't do negative energy, stagnation, hating. And I understand that everybody has to, I overstand, because when you understand, you have limited information. So when you overstand something, you have limited information at 360. But I overstand the fact that people do have freedom of speech and opinions, and you can address your opinion. But if you want to bring up a problem, give me the solution, because I got plenty of problems. Hell, I got a husband and three kids and three businesses. I need a solution.
Real bad about it.
I can give you a problem, but you know, I keep my little pink fire hydrant, my little pink fire extinguisher, and I go out and I put out flyers. So I definitely appreciate you dropping that knowledge, Kiki the Sickest. Kiki the Sickest, do you have any shout outs you want to give? Anybody you want to just bring life to? Because I know it takes a team to, you know, support you and do what you do. But do you want to give any shout outs before you get out of here?
Oh, definitely, man. I got to give a shout out to my team, Flower Music Group, you know what I'm saying? NSG. Shout out to my dog, Mark J. Y'all know what time it is, homie. My dog, Big Jab, my homie, Big Dozier. You know what I'm saying? He got a project out right now called Six in the City Volume 3 Mixtape, that which is available on Spinrilla. Y'all check him out, Big Dozier. He dope. Y'all going to be hearing a lot from him. Just shout out to Mobile, man. Like, we on the ride. Every artist in the city doing their thing. Shout out to everybody on the ride in the whole Alabama, baby. We here. Kiki the Sickest, Respect It Do. Available on iTunes right now. Go get it.
I appreciate that, Kiki the Sickest, man. Thank you for coming through the front line. You family now, so the next time I come back, you're going to have to pour your own Kool-Aid, you dig?
Oh, yeah. You better believe that. Better be some red Kool-Aid, too.
I do the great with the lemon. You already know. Y'all check out Kiki the Sickest, man. Respect is due. EP out. The EP is out right now on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon. And you can just check him out. Just Google him, Kiki the Sickest, man. Let's get into formation. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. Squad up.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. I earned all this money, but they never take the country out. I flex. 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 I flex.
boy, get your song played on the radio station.
You just might be a black Bill Gates in the making.
I just might be a black Bill Gates in the making.
Yeah, I want it.
Cause all this conversation. Always stay gracious. Best revenge is your paper.